I've been thinking a lot this morning about how it is so easy and so human to develop preconceived notions about people, especially if we have not met them before, or if we've spoken with them by phone or communicated with them by email but have not met them. I find that this really holds true in business or work situations as well as in personal situations. I know sometimes the work-related situations feel more serious because the stakes are just higher, because that's the place where we make our living and provide for what we need and what our families and loved ones and those that we take care of need as well. And it was interesting because I had a phone conversation with someone a couple of days ago regarding a meeting that I'm having with them this morning. And it was one of those situations where, and I know at least for me and several people that I have talked to about this particular situation, that there is this tendency sometimes we get feelings based on our communications with people. This can happen when they're standing right in front of us, and in cases where we're not standing right in front of them and communicating with them electronically or by phone, sometimes the situation can be really amplified as far as what we think we're picking up from them in terms of, it's kind of what I like to refer to. I know everyone has different names for them. I tend to refer to them as vibes. I know that's a fairly commonly used phrase. But you get different vibes from people. And what I have found is that I really don't want to try to not do that. I want to, the idea here is for me not to try to stop that process. I'm aware of the fact that it's happening when it's happening, hopefully, and that's it there again, because I'm human, even though I practice being aware of what my mind is doing, what I'm telling myself about what I'm feeling in any given situation. There are times when it's going to happen, and I don't want to try to stop that from happening, because then I'm not really being who I am organically and authentically in the moment. But what I do want to do is to be aware of when I am picking up on that, and especially even more importantly than that, when I am starting to think anything, any thoughts at all about what it is on any vibes that I'm picking up from someone. And this was a really kind of a teachable moment for me, in that I had a conversation with this person that was fairly pleasant. It was not unpleasant. They did not seem unhappy about having to talk to me. Not that they had to, but they did not seem that they were not happy about that in any way. But there was just kind of this dryness that I picked up on. And I know that it took me a long time to understand that there are different personality types, there are different people. Everyone becomes who they are and relates to others in a different way based on where they've been. And I want to be sensitive to who someone is and how they're relating to me, not because I want to use that in a way to make myself feel like I have to be something I'm not or act in a way that's not really genuine. And I definitely don't want to use those thoughts as a way to make me feel insecure or uncomfortable about meeting them or having a meeting with them or having further discussion, whatever the case may be. And it's really just that interpersonal dynamic, whether it's business or work or just our personal lives, there is that dynamic that we, no matter how hard we try, we tend to both unconsciously and consciously react to people in a certain way. And sometimes the reactions are stronger. Some of them get our attention a lot more than others. Some of them are very subtle. But what I am finding is that I have sat with, for the last couple of days, a little bit of, the feeling is a little bit, if I were to describe it, and I try to be really careful, the more I try to describe feelings, sometimes I find that the words I'm using, that I'm actually getting further away from what it is that I'm really feeling. So the idea here is to not struggle too much with, using words or describing what it feels like. But if I were to describe it, and I realize in this case, if I'm communicating with other people by recording this, that I need to be able to verbalize that. So if I was able to call it anything, it would be kind of a feeling of uneasiness. And I know that I've encountered similar individuals, not exactly the same, but very similar, that have tended to, when I encounter this, I begin to immediately start feeling insecure, you know, that uneasiness or discomfort that I'm feeling as a result of my interactions with them. And it's not that they're doing anything bad or wrong. It's not even that they're being mean to me or unloving in any way. It's just people being who they are. And it took me a long time to understand that too, that people aren't necessarily acting negatively towards me on purpose. It's just people have different personalities and they genuinely do what they do, and things just flow the way they flow. But getting back to my main point here, is the idea is I don't want to utilize the way I feel as a way to make me feel worse about myself or to continue to feed, you know, ever-growing and constant feelings of uneasiness about meeting them. And to take it even a step further, if I'm not really paying attention and being careful about what my mind is doing in terms of my thinking, you know, how I'm thinking about the situation, I know that it is very easy for me to start thinking thoughts and speculating about what it's going to be like when I meet them. How, you know, I'm already deciding how they are going to be and how I am going to feel before I ever even am in front of them and I ever even meet them and have that conversation. And this can really even be applicable to people that I know. If someone is, you know, maybe upset with me or they're disappointed in me somehow or I've done something that I shouldn't have and they want to talk to me about it, there's this, and I don't know if it's something from childhood, but I've always had this real uneasiness when I pick up on I don't want to call it a negative vibe, but it's just a vibe that I'm getting from someone that leaves me feeling unsure about where I stand. You know, I think that's really what it boils down to. So in terms of how this relates to mindfulness practice and mindful coping practice, the mindfulness aspect of this is to just be aware of what it is that I am doing. In other words, if I am starting to think these thoughts, you know, I want to honor how I feel because I don't want to necessarily believe what I'm thinking about it. I don't want to take it too seriously. I don't want to get into a situation where I am literally playing this movie in my head about how I think this is going to go. Because then when I do that, I am basically no longer here where things are really happening. I'm no longer being open to whatever happens. I've already decided what I think is going to happen, and then I'm reacting to it at a time when it's not even happening. I mean, when I'm not even in front of them, when I'm not even talking to them, you know, it's amazing how I can actually be in that, and suddenly my body and my mind are going through all of my nervous system is reacting to something that is not even happening in that moment. And as silly as that seems, and it really does seem silly to me, you know, I have to honor this because I know that it's so easy to fall into this behavior. It's so easy to give into that. To that desire to start, you know, thinking thoughts about what I'm picking up on from other people. And then before I even go in there and be, you know, without being open to what they really are going to say or how they're really going to be, I'm already in a defensive mode. And so there again, if I can catch myself, all these things that I just described happen if I am not aware of the fact that I am doing this, if I am not aware of the fact that I am basically deciding ahead of time how this is going to go. And I caught myself, it took me a little bit, you know, it took a few minutes to realize that I was starting to go down this road a couple of days ago. And I caught myself, and, you know, where the mindful coping aspect comes in is that it's so important to be able to sit with these feelings. If I am uneasy for some reason, if, you know, I'm thinking thoughts about that uneasiness, then I am really not here. I'm not really dealing with life as it is. There are a lot of other things that I need to attend to in advance of talking with this person in the future, but I am so busy living in a future that hasn't even happened yet. You know, I mean, just by virtue of that, I'm not really able to cope at all with the things that I do need to deal with, or I can be so invested in being afraid of what is going to happen that I'm not really here. I can't really cope with life because I have stressed myself out about what is actually happening. I have already taken myself to a place that I'm not. And that, for me, is really one of the most important things to remember, is that I don't want to avoid feeling this way. I don't want to be afraid to encounter new people or even be afraid to have conversations with people that I know that I, you know, that I intuit may possibly be uncomfortable for some reason. And so I really want to be able to be open to that and go into these situations not overthinking them and not speculating about a future that has not existed. I'm getting ready to go into this meeting right now as we speak, and so this is really helpful for me as I'm getting ready to do this, to really be open. I have no idea how this person is really going to relate to me. I just want to be who I am. I don't want to be afraid of, you know, possible scenarios that may happen as a result of the vibes that I'm picking up on, because it may very well be that my, you know, that me reacting to something that I think may happen may alter the course of and the end result of whatever conversations actually happen. And it may go my way, it may not go my way. I think the most important way, and I know this is one of my favorite ancient Chinese proverbs, is the best way is to have no way at all, because I really cannot control how that person's going to act. I can't control what they're going to say. So all I can really do is be the best me that I can be. And I know that the only way for me to do that is to mindfully be here now, where it's actually happening, being honest with myself about any reactions or thoughts I'm having about something that hasn't even happened yet. And then I can really be here and do my best in that moment. It's really as simple as that. Not very easy, but it's definitely very simple. And it's something I want to keep doing that work.